really smart of you to write about your writer's block, mm-hmm. and then you find that once you get that first word on the paper, the rest of it will follow.
Mm-hmm. It's a Monday evening, just after work. Members of a Buffalo-based writing group are reading from their works here. Beth Geyer is the facilitator. Her focus is getting people to tell their stories and not worry about how to write.
That's the fear most writers have. Well, I can't write. I have no grammar. Stop getting hung up on that, I tell them. Just tell the story. We all have different levels of abilities. So if you're able to tell a good story, that's good enough for me.
Geyer is a local playwright whose day job is director of day services for the Arts Experience at People, Inc., a service agency for people with special needs. Geyer started her writing group 8 years ago to give the agency's clients an outlet for their inner lives.
When I have these writing groups, they're not talking about their disability. They don't define themselves that way, and that's what's fascinating about these stories. But nobody thinks to ask them.
At the table listening, as the writers read from their works, is Mark Pallas, whose son Brandon recently joined the group.
What I've seen is kids that really, they have their own sense and sensibility towards life. And it may be simple, but it's so heartfelt. And for the kids to feel themselves, to be able to express themselves, it is just triumph. It truly is.
Several years ago, Beth Geyer and her colleague Vienna Hack founded the Unique Theater Company to stage works authored by members of her writers group. Their troupe includes actors with disabilities and non-disabled actors.
We wanted to give people of disability a true theater experience. You know, the attitude toward people with disabilities, they don't sometimes get that fair shake. People aren't aware of what they're capable of. I didn't know they could write. I didn't even know they thought about love. And I didn't know they could even memorize a line.
Can I have all the contestants on the dance floor, please? The competition is about to begin.
Although performers with disabilities have been landing key roles in popular media in recent years, there's an ongoing debate about non-disabled actors playing disabled characters. On the local scene, the Unique Theater Company is helping to change attitudes and break industry barriers.
Some of our actors have gotten jobs through other little studios. They'll call me and say, do you have an actor that could read on a cue card? Of course I do. But they would never think of that prior to this theater company.
Beth Geyer's writing group now includes writers with disabilities and non-disabled writers. Some write poetry, others write rap songs. One in her group today writes news stories.
One of our services has a quarterly publication. It's put together by people with disability for the people with disability. So they submit all of their stories, their poetry. There is an artistic editor, and it's a good venue for my writers. So they get published in there. That's a start. It gets their name out there, and they start feeling what it's like to see their word in print. It's kind of cool.
What's it like for them to get to see their word?
Oh, yeah. It's just the same for you as me. You know, it's the same thing.
I'll dance me. To the end of it all.
For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFO.